I don't wish to come between a country
parson, albeit a gentleman of means, to say the least, and one, moreover, with a distinguished association with the great university.
Breakfast, Duchemin of Cambridge.
Between even such a man. And the organ of the parish.
Organ.
What?
You refer to my organ?
No. Yes, I refer to the parish magazine.
Of course.
I think it's going to be all right. He had a cooked breakfast, thank God. It's the fasting that brings it on.
But the parish magazine is not self-evidently the appropriate platform from which to condemn restrictive female undergarments as being a danger to the sexual health of our women.
You think so?
Oh, it's sweet of you to come and hold my hand.
Edith, are you sure you're safe here?
There's nothing to be done. I just run a bath and think of Browning.
Drowning?
The poet Browning. And the Rossettis. Mr. McMaster has taken to coming down at the weekends to talk to my husband about the poets he knew in his young days. I'd like you to know Mr. McMaster better. He has opened worlds to me. I have the honour of receiving for him on what are becoming known as McMaster Fridays. We might find a little job for you. Behind the tea table. What do you think?
Well, I think...
Vincent, Mr. McMaster has rooms in Gray's Inn. Right across from some people, you know, I think. Mr. and Mrs. Tidgins?
Does he?